Comedy Forecast, special episode number 3.
Danny Hillcrest, end of 2009, movie recap, film summary, special!
Hi, Danny Hillcrest here, along with my very special guest host assistant, Jake Filibuster.
Special guest my aspect ratio. This is community service, plain and simple. It's the punishment Clinton gave me for doing that zombie editorial back in episode 203.
Come on, Jake. What could be more fun than spending time with me?
Open heart surgery performed by drunken elves comes to mind.
That's the spirit. And we get to talk about my favorite subject, movies.
Well, I do enjoy movies.
I love movies, too. In fact, I even wrote my own song that I sing as I march into the theater. Do you want to hear it?
No.
It goes like this. Let's all turn off our iPhones. Let's all turn off our Palm Pre's. Let's all turn off our Androids. And use our Blackberries.
That is the most ridiculous song
I... Well, no time to dwell on that. Because now it's time for...
Oh, hey, I'm back again. Danny Hillcrest, end of 2009, movie recap, film summary, special!
Let me start off by beginning with a question for you, Jake.
Yes, I do hate you.
No, that's not my question, you wacky kidding nut. I want to know... What's your favorite movie of 2009?
You mean besides Hotel for Dogs?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, actually, it's kind of...
Go on!
If the truth be told...
Ooh, told!
I'm quite fond of the Twilight Saga.
Hey! Me too!
Really? I'm surprised. Tell me, are you more of an Edward or a Jacob fan?
Which was the one that yelled, "There's a man on the wing of the plane"?
That was the Twilight Zone, you idiot. I mean the Twilight Saga, New Moon.
Oh, right. Gee, but I'm surprised you selectively picked that one, Jake. That movie didn't do very well at the box office.
What are you talking about? It broke all kinds of records.
Really? Because I think it only played in about 4 theaters. But it was science fiction, so I guess...
New Moon is about vampires and werewolves.
It is? Wow! I didn't see any of that in the trailer. Hats off to Hollywood for keeping that part of the plot a secret. All they showed in the trailer was a guy talking to a computer on a space station.
That was Moon, not New Moon, you cinematic clod.
Oh, I get it. Kind of a Coke... New Coke thing, huh? Just like they did in Star Trek this year. Or, as I like to call it, Tyler Perry's House of Starfleet. Hey, Jake, do you like the old Shatner or the new Shatner?
And we're back on the wing of the plane, I see. Which would be preferable to this. You mean Kirk, and that's different. Star Trek is a prequel.
Well, why is that?
Star Trek 2009 threw the story into an alternate timeline.
So things aren't the same as they were before.
Right.
So you mean it's a prequel to something that hasn't happened yet. I love that.
Why don't we move on to something a little less confusing?
In a non-prequel sequel kind of way.
Exactly.
Okay, then. How about the movie 9?
Hold on, I am not going through this again. Do you mean District 9? 9? Or N-I-N-E 9?
Let's move on to something less confusing, in a non-prequel sequel kind of way. Terminator Salvation.
No, Danny, that is a sequel.
Oh, right. I meant Angels and Demons.
That's a sequel, too. Unless, of course, you go in the order of the books. In that case, it's a prequel.
Transformers? Revenge of the Fallen?
Sequel.
X-Men Origins? Wolverine?
Prequel and sequel.
Harry Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince?
That's the fifth Harry Potter sequel.
Yikes! That's pretty impressively outstanding. But it can't hold a candle flame fire to that other sequel franchise movie.
I know I'm going to regret this. What sequel?
The Taking of Pelham, 123, with John Travolta and Denzel Washington.
That's not a sequel, you popcorn pinhead. It's a remake of a 1974 movie.
Don't be ridiculous. It can't be a remake of something from 1974. John Travolta hadn't even been in Welcome Back, Kotter by that time. He certainly couldn't open a movie.
You're right. You're right. How silly of me.
No problem. Hey, you know who could have helped Denzel stop that robbery on that train? Paul Blart, Mall Cop, that's who. Well, I mean if the train was a Segway, and it was going through a shopping mall, and it was going really, really slow. Did you see that movie? Paul saves the life of that woman who stars in Glee. And she's a hero, too, because she was willing to give up her high-paying job working at a mall kiosk cart to become a high school guidance counselor.
Can we get back to the movies so I can get out of here?
Oh, sure thing, Jake. Let's all turn off our iPhones.
Stop that! Now, did you see any movies in 3D this year?
No, but I went to a party in apartment 3G. What a nice bunch of gals.
Three dimensions, you matinee moron. Monsters versus Aliens. Up. A Christmas Carol.
Ooh, I saw some of Up, but I haven't seen A Christmas Carol yet. So please, no spoilers.
Scrooge sees dead people.
Ah!
Ugh. Well, what did you think of Up?
To be truthfully honest, I think the guy is a little too old for everyone to be calling him Balloon Boy.
That wasn't... He's not... Oh, just let it go, Jake. Just let it go. Breathe. Breathe.
And there were a lot of other animated movies this year, like Coraline, Astro Boy, Ice Age 3, Hannah Montana the Movie.
Yes, and let's not forget that recent blockbuster movie with the amazing visuals.
That's right. We haven't even talked at all about Jennifer's Body.
I meant 2012.
And its prequel, Year One.
Danny, is there a single movie you sat all the way through in 2009?
Yep. Land of the Lost. Best movie I've seen all year.
It's the only movie you saw all year.
Yeah, I mean, I was all set to go see Paranormal Activity, but it didn't work out.
Ah, too scary for you?
Sort of. It was playing at the drive-in, so I would have had to have seen it along with the second movie shown at dusk.
Friday the 13th?
No. Race to Witch Mountain. Why, Dwayne? Why?
I think we're just about done here.
But we haven't even talked about G-Force, or 17 Again, or Bride Wars.
Your point is?
Or the 2009 Sandra Bullock trilogy, The Proposal, All About Steve, and The Blind Side.
That wasn't a trilogy.
You don't have to tell me twice. Although, it did hold together better than the Matrix trilogy.
Can I go now?
But we need to do some kind of wrap-up summary of our summary special.
Fine. We started off with you asking me which film I liked the most. Let's end with me asking you which film you liked the least.
Oh, that's easy. Avatar.
You saw Avatar and you didn't like it at all?
Yeah. Cameron did a surprise test screening at a local IMAX theater, and I hated it. I walked out.
For the love of big screen entertainment, why?
I paid good cash money to see Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and I got something else instead. How am I supposed to feel?
I'd say dead from the neck up, but that's a bit obvious.
Well, I'd say that just about does it for... That just about does it for... That just about does it for...
Oh, that's me again. Danny Hillcrest, end of 2009... Movie Recap Film Summary Special!
are you planning to see any movies in 2010?
Yeah, I want to see Tron Legacy.
Why?
I love biker pics.
Oh, please. Fade to black.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.